సచేతుత్తమ రూపం తస్యాగ్రజిగురుపురిమాతురింగోష్టవాచి రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహో రాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తో యస్య ప్రతితి కృతయా శ్రీగురుం తం దృశ్యం. శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాడ్ డిసెండెడ్ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్. To teach Prema Bhakti through Nam Sankirtan and to test the mood of Srimati Radhika. So Srila Rupa Goswami has written what was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or what he wanted to give us. He has told in the beginning that your devotion when it is practiced in the supervision or guidance of any bona fide guru and Vaishnava, then bhakti begins from ఆదౌ శ్రద్ధ తతః సాధుసం తతో అనర్థ నివృత్తి తతో నిష్ఠ రుచి ఆసక్తి అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ భావ కమ్స్. సో దేర్ ఆర్ అబౌట్ 8 స్టేజెస్ కమింగ్ అప్ టు ప్రేమ్. ఫ్రమ్ భావ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ప్రేమ్. సో we should try to understand all the things and try to have a shraddha, after this anartha nivritti nishtha, after that ruchi, then asakti, then visuddha satta, that is bhava. And then, after this, we can achieve prayer. Srila Rupa Goswami has told, and especially Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur has explained these slokas, that first comes Shraddha. How it comes? It comes anyhow. We are in service of Krishna, his associates, Tadrup Vaibhav, like Tulasi, Ganga, Yamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, Braja, Navdeep Dham, Puri Dham. If anyhow we will come in that touch, then it becomes Sukriti. Sukriti means
pious activities,
fruit. How it becomes previous impressions? By example, we can understand. Anyone came to see any temple at all, what is there? I will see. And he came and did parikrama, seeing paintings and all other things here and there. And he did parikrama. It became parikrama surrounding. A pigeon was sitting on the branch of any tree with his wife, talking, leveling each other, and in the meantime a hunter came and shooted that pigeon. arrow straight went in the heart of pigeon and he came down, fell down on the earth. But still some
life was there.
And so, out of sense, he was flying here, there. And he did one round of the temple, which was nearby. And he left his soul, his
body.
So, whether he was knowing willingly or unwillingly, he took round of the temple, and the next birth he became a devotee and received a very bona fide guru, Vaishnava, and gradually Shraddha and all these things. There are two kinds of previous activities. Good activities like to help poor, to make schools, make any benefit for public, so much charity, giving his all things for poor. He arranged a marriage for poor. So these are pious activities. By these, they can have a very wealthy, a birth in wealthy family, and even they can go to heaven, but they will have to come here. But those who are doing like that pigeon, they will have association of Vaishnava. Like any saint came, and he, not knowing of that saint, but he was pure Vaishnava, he wanted one glass of water, he gave. By this his sukruti was done. This is help make his impressions for bhakti. So in this birth or coming birth, he will have association of Vaishnava. Then he will hear something from him. So ordinary, a Shraddha will come. What that Shraddha is? That is the root or seed of bhakti creeper. What that seed is? That I will serve Krishna. This tendency, this mood is the seed of hearing that Vaishnava is serving Krishna, and he will tell that all the sorrows, sufferings, everything go away by serving Krishna. He will tell the charitra,
character
of Haridas Thakur. He will tell the character of Narada Rishi. He will tell the charitra of Prahlad Maharaj, at Dondur, oh, keep it, it is more important. You should not do Sachi Devi. These are not good activities. You can do at any time, but this time only Harikatha. Otherwise this will be prominent and Haribhakti will not, your whole attention will be there. Even if any highest class of Vaishnava is telling Harikatha, we should also give up Harinam, chanting, everything, remembering Krishna also, because all will be there. Our name will not go, perhaps, and it may be not pure, but their Harikatha is pure Krishna. So we should try to listen attentively, if you know that, oh, he is Vaishnava, bona fide Vaishnava, or he is Guru, even Shiksha Guru, we should try to listen, give him up all the kinds, even bhakti also. Bhakti itself is Harikatha, Krishna is Harikatha. So, seeing the activities of Vaishnava and hearing Vishnu, all these things, Prahlad Maharaj said, even a so powerful person, his father, Hiranyakashipu, he had a benediction that I will not die by any person, anyone cannot defeat me, even demigod says, I will not be put to death by any animal, human body, god, goddesses, not even in day, not in night, not in sky, not on earth, not in any home, not out of home. He has been. In other words, he became
immortal.
Immortal. He thought. There was a quarrel from with his son. He used to tell that I am Brahma, I am Krishna, I am Bhagavan. I have given your birth, so you should know that I am God. There is no God at all, I am God. So you should be very faithful to me and carry order of me. And Prahlad Maharaj was telling, he was always chanting, Krishna, Krishna, or Hari Govinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. At last, Hiranyakashipu was told by, he was killed by Nrisimhadev, and Prahlad Maharaj was protected. Nrisimhadev came, he was not a human body, in not an animal, not in daytime, not in night time, at the time of evening,
not in a month,
outside, not inside. On the what?
Door.
Door. Not up, not
down.
Low. On his
thigh.
Thighs.
No.
Not any month even. It was the same.
Purushottam
mass. No month at all.
Not any weapon also without.
No weapon, nothing.
Only a nail.
And took his all nadi.
It's
intestines.
Intestines.
He took all the
veins. Veins.
And he became so like fire. After that, all were fearing from him, but Prahlad, Brahma and Shankar told that, oh, you should go and to your father, Nrisimhadev, and make him
peaceful.
Console him.
Peaceful. Not peaceful.
Quiet.
Quiet. He at once running and he went on the laps of Nrisimhadev and he beat him. Some tears were coming. Prahlad, I've done late. So excuse me, I don't want anything. It was, I'm not a business person. Businessman, that I will serve you and want anything in exchange, I cannot do. So if any requirement, I require anything, worldly things, then it should go away. Nrisimhadev told that you have no worldly desires. So you should ask any more benediction. Then he told that my father should be forgiven. He told that, oh, it has been done automatically. Those who do bhajan, that 21
generation
become liberated and they have bhakti. So you should not think for this. Even the madhyamadhikari who is doing bhajan, but not high class, but yet
there 14 generations
become liberated and they have bhakti, they will have them. Even those who are kanishta serving, even their seven generation be liberated and they will have bhakti. So you should not worry for that. Then Prahlad told that, I want to suffer in this world forever by taking all the bad activities of all the living beings, and you should liberate all. I, for them, I will suffer. But they should be liberated. Then Nrsingh Dev told that, I am defeated by you, my dear son, my pure devotee. Those who will hear all these things, our Harikatha, they will be liberated at once, they will have bhakti. Like so many Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, Ramchandra, Nrsingadev, the Vaishnava tells Harikatha to them, to the devotees, and they have this mood that I should also serve, because serving Krishna, my all birth, day, suffering, sorrow, everything will go. So I must serve. This tendency mood is called Krishna Seva Vasana.
Desire to serve Krishna.
And gradually by hearing Harikatha it becomes thick. And then he says, Guru, who is pure Guru? Who is pure devotee? To whom I shall make this thing more thick? Then some symptoms come. That first symptoms come, that is called Shraddha. How you know that this person has Shraddha? Not merely telling will do. But it will be seen externally. The symptoms that if anyone come and tell that you should not serve Krishna, you should not tell Krishna, I will kill you. Like Haridas Thakur, the demons told that you should not speak Krishna, Krishna. Then he told that even you cut me in pieces, I cannot leave chant Krishna. This is called Shraddha. So we should know that Shraddha. And if his Shraddha comes like this, not still bona fide, but comes gradually, then he, such, where are Vaishnavas? To whom I should take Harinam? To whom I should take Diksha? Then, after that I can follow the processes how Shraddha becomes Nishtha. Then, by mixing with sadhus, he meets any bona fide guru, like Swamiji met, like our Guruji met. And hearing Harikatha, he praised his holy master that, Prabhu, I want Harinam. Yes, so give me Harinam. He takes Harinam first. This is called first initiation. And he begins to chant Harinam, doing some services to Vaishnavas, to Thakurji. But still, when he goes to Gurudev and wants to hear something, he becomes sleep. Idleness come. He wants that I should do also these things and other things. Chattering also, hearing also. These are anartha. These are
obstacles.
Still, ruchi has not come. There are so many anarths. He thinks how to chant Harinam and do all these devotional activities. Being householder or giving being a brahmachari bona fide with Guru, what should I do? No fixed mind is there. But regularly hearing goes, and some spirit to hear all these things attentively, he has some little taste, very little. Then he begs that I should be given diksha so that I can worship Krishna, I can do my all devotional services, activities with my heart. Going on hearing, chanting, remembering, and he gradually gives up all kinds of honors. he should not do any offense that are of 10 kinds of honors. Doing all these things, he has some relation with Krishna. Gurudev gives him that you are servant, he is master. First of all, you should adopt Saranagati. That is, this ashram is named Saranagati. What is this Saranagati? I will do which are helpful in bhakti. I will never do anything which are not helpful for bhakti. It determines that Krishna is my protector. In this world, mother, father, anyone is not our protector. Krishna surely protects us. So I should take shelter in his lotus feet. Whether we want or not, we pray or not, Krishna will save us. Only he is one alone saver. And we should
surrender.
Not by worldly words, but activities. By tan, man, vachan. By this body, tan, and
by
also
mind,
by
mind.
And after that, when we'll realize Atma, then Atma also be given to him, surrender. We go to Gurudev and tell that, oh, we are surrendered soul to you, but actually not surrendered. We cannot surrender fully. Some part and part. Gradually we can do it. So, if we are knowing that Krishna is protector, saver, and we have taken his shelter and offered everything to him, then why you are worried for your
Fooding and lodging.
Fooding, lodging and all things, why you are not depending on him? If anyone had taken shelter to Krishna and worry for this, making so many things, not doing bhajan, first we should do all these things and then we will chant, remember and do activities and we will try to develop our this first shraddha to ruchi asakti bhava. So first we should do all these things and then happily, without no problem, we will develop all these things. It is opposite. Like Rup Sanatan you have seen, like Haridas Thakur and all, that they were not doing all these things. Wandering, chanting, remembering, and all their devotional activities. That Krishna is sure he will manage all the problems. We should only chant, remember, and to preach and all other things. So, if you are doing so, then all kinds of honors, aparad, automatically will go. We are chanting whole day Harinam, or doing services and cooking, making prasad, offering arati, then we have no time that all the aparadh will come. We cannot chatter and patter. We cannot then criticize any Vaishnava. We have no time. At that time we will be very pure. And then no alasya, nidra, no
laziness
or anything. All anartha will gradually go, then nistha will come. Nistha, what is the meaning of nistha? Nistha. Mind will not go anywhere now. Now you are having taken bath and facing to east we are sitting, and then we did very beautiful tilaks. Half an hour like. Tilak, tilak, tilak. Half an hour it takes to. And when we sit and sit like that, and remembering Om Bhur, and at coming so many automatic, all the problems we have begun in mind. Sitting here, seeing that here, my shoe has broken or
what?
Torn. I should go to very good shoe market. He is going and seeing. There are so many things, problems comes in mind automatically. And if we are trying that they should not come, then sleepiness comes. So after half an hour, I say, oh, where am I? Where is that mantra? You can realize this. They will come. They will not come when we are chanting, remembering, loudly dancing, or we are engaged in service. They will not come. But when they will see that he is in leisure period and he is sitting to chant all the Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri or any, then they will come. Rapidly run, they will come. Because we cannot control our mind. We can control our prana,
life,
air. We can control air very hard, but mind is more powerful than this air also. How to control air like this? How many minutes you can live? Only 1 second, 2, 3, 4, 5, or after that you will have to give up, otherwise you will die. So it is very hard to control air, but more difficult to control this mind. So yogis may control by any process, but anyone cannot control this mind. Very hard. Then mind is controlled, then nishtha will come. So how to control? By always engaged in this mind, in the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. Don't do anything that is harmful. Those things which are helpful for bhakti we should adopt. Always try to serve Vaishnavas and be in association. If you are not in sadhu sangha, you cannot control your mind. Never you cannot. Then a taste will gradually come. Enchanting taste. At that time, if anyone disturbs, then our mind will be very bad. Oh, why this person can? Then a taste will come really. Taste is of two kinds. When kirtan is going on, and in a very melodious
tune,
and mridanga is going on very well, and so sweet voices are coming on in melodious, then this, oh, very good, very good. And third class, Kanishtha Vaishnava, even doing like this, dancing, and doing Krishna Kirtan. Oh, very good. And if higher class of Vaishnava like Sukhdev Goswami, Haridas Thakur, with not so melodious tune, but tears are in eyes, but we don't follow. Oh, it is not good. Not so melodious, not like Kirtanmala, like who spent his 7 years in East Bengal.
Bangladesh.
Krishna Dasa Bhartini, I don't know. And has very good Sankirtan, est, 8, and the whole day and night. Very sweet. Oh, we should go there. Very bona fide Sankirtan is going. No. We should try to hear whether there is melodious tune or not to pure devotees. Those who are selling their Harinam Kirtan with money, that you should pay me per hour $1,000. Then I will do Kirtan. We should not hear that. Bhagavat, very melodious tune, with harmonium and all other things, instruments, he is telling. And he wants rupees or dollars, we should not hear them. There are business persons. We should not hear all these things from any business person. We should hear Harikatha from the bona fide Vaishnavas, having melted their hearts, no worldly desires, then it will come. So, there are two kinds of taste. One,
Vastu Vaishishta
Apekkhani. Vastu Vaishishta Apekkhani. A Vastu Vaishishta Anapekkhani. Means?
One is dependent on the paraphernalia or the circumstance, and the other is not dependent on the circumstance.
Like when the vikras are so decorated, very good, having good ornaments and all jewels and everything, and the vigraha is of gold, then hundreds and thousands of persons will come. And the same vigraha, not good,
decorated
or thrown, or
good altar, not
nothing so good,
not so valuable,
dirty cloths, like Bansi Das Babaji's vigraha, then oh, nothing is there. Come on. The temple is not so high. The temple is not good. The Thakurji is not so good. He is not of gold. He is only wooden. He will think like so. We should not do all these things. We should try to see that vigraha is vigraha. Himself, Krishna. Vigraha is not of gold. Vigraha is not wooden, vigraha is not anything, Krishna himself. And after that, asakti comes. Asakti in sadhana and asakti in sadhana. Then after that, Vishuddha bhava comes. It comes, something is here and something it comes from Vishuddha Krishna Parikar. Vishuddha Parikar means like Sudar, Sudam, Subal, Madhumangal, Nanda Yashoda, like gopis. They serve Krishna in full with their own moods. If anyone hearing the Vaishnavas, they have agreed to serve Krishna like them, then every anartha going on, a Vishuddha Sattva descends from them to the hearts of devotees. And this is called Shuddha Sattva. We have something here, but not everything here, but something like, you know that in sea there are some
oyster cells.
And the water from Swati Nakshatra, water from clouds in a special season, that is called Swati Nakshatra.
A special constellation.
and it goes in the
oyster.
Then it becomes
pearl.
But that water will go in the head of elephants, then it becomes Gajamukta. What is Gajamukta?
Pearl.
Very precious. If it goes in the snake's hood, then it becomes poison. Or
money.
Jewels. If it goes in plantain.
Banana plant.
Tree, then it becomes camphor. So many things it becomes. Where is the mole root potency, whether in that
oysters
or in water? There is some
potency
in jeev heart. But without the help of that water, it cannot be transferred. Similarly, jivar swarup hai nitya Krishna das. If you are swarup, by swarup you are das of servant of Krishna, that what is our shape, what is our name, what is our activities, what are our services to Krishna, how we are serving you, what is the relation, everything in potency in jiva swarup. But it cannot come itself. If the anartha is there, then nothing to tell. If anartha are washed out, even it will not come. When it will come, when Vishuddha Sattva from the associates of Krishna will descend here, then by that, by the help of that, in our heart, everything will be realized. That is called sattva. Then it becomes Shuddha Sattva, then Sthai Bhav, then Uddipan,
Vibhav,
and then Prem comes fully in our hearts. But it may take lakhs and lakhs births also, and it may be very in one or two births. It depends on the practice and the mercy of Krishna and his associates. So we should try to also practice all these things, and also we should search the mercy of Krishna also. If both are not mixing, you cannot realize all these things, and you cannot be bona fide Vaishnava. Your affection will not be developed to pray. We can take an example. Jasodaha Maya in Braja, in Nandagaon, or in Gokul. She was
churning yogurt.
She was churning
curd.
Yogurt.
And Krishna was waiting, and he came, Yashoda saw him. And he took Krishna in her lap, and gave his breast to Krishna. Krishna was taking milk so affectionately. You know that lakhs and lakhs worlds are in Krishna's stomach. Everything what we see, it is in the stomach of Krishna. And Yashoda has so much milk that whole world can be satisfied by his milk. It will never come
to an end. Will never come to an end.
So Krishna was taking the milk, and Yashoda was giving milk. A pot in milk to some distance was boiling on
fires.
fire, and somewhat milk was going in fire. He was thinking that if I am not serving Krishna, then no use of keeping life. I should burn in ashes, no use. Like Narottam Thakur has told. So if anyone not serving Krishna, no use of having life. So thinking this milk was going to burn, Yashoda left Krishna, told her, you should sit here. I am just coming, serving that milk. But Krishna caught hold of his mother's breast very soundly,
strongly,
and like monkeys he catch hold of Yashoda Maiya by hands and feet and wrapped her. Krishna was not willing to give up his breasts. You know that when Putana came in Braja, he took Krishna in her laps, given poison through his breasts. When Krishna began to suck his breasts, he also took shot his life also. Then he began to cry, give up me, give up me, give up me, and he tried with the power of kitna?
60,000 elephants.
He was as powerful as 60,000 of elephants. But he could not get rid of that. She could not save her life. And Krishna was playing and socking her neck. And he socked. And he fell dead. But Yashoda, very simple gopi, he has no such power. Externally, and Krishna applied his whole Parabrahma power, all opulence. But Yashoda, oh, you should sit down.
Make him sit easily. By one hand.
Krishna's whole power could not do anything. He was then became powerless. He could not exercise the power. Because Vatsalya Rasa was so much
higher
and powerful that even Krishna power ever felt there. After that, Yashoda went to set that milk, and when she returned, he saw that everything has been upset, the pot was broken, and everything was out here and there. And he is not here. Where he is gone? Like monkeys, he saw that he was entered in a room and taking some butters and taking something and giving to it to distribute to monkeys and crows.
Crows.
Why he was doing? Divide him so that in Ram Leela, pastimes of Ram, he had never repaid them monkeys. And they had given life for Krishna, Ram. So in this first time, in this birth, I will distribute makhan on all the other things. So he was distributed. And for crows, they were in the
dynasty
of Kar Ghusundi, who was a very
bona
fide Vaishnava.
Devotee of Ramchandra.
So he was distributed. Just so that one tried to catch hold from
behind.
So, having a stick, very like cats, hiding herself, she entered in the room and he tried to do like this. At once Krishna jumped up from that place and he began to run on the main street. Yashoda told, where you will go, I will see you. I will give a very good lesson to you. I have heard that you are stalling in all each gopis. makhan and bread and butter and everything. And now you have begun in my own house, so I will see you. I will give a lesson that in your whole life you will not do so. You will become bad boy. So I want that you should be very good boy. So I will give lesson. Brahma, Shankar, and all other yogis, Mahajogi, they cannot follow Krishna in their hearts also. They cannot keep. They cannot keep, and they cannot see the lotus feet of Krishna in even samadhi. But Gopi is running, apparently. And when you are running, so force your this...
Ankle bells.
Was touched with that pot, and it was broken. I am not broken. Oh, you are telling lie. No, mother, I am not a liar. I am not thief. If thief, there is a thief, then in your
dynasty,
your father dynasty, not in my father dynasty. Oh, I will also beat you with my this stick. Then he began to weep, mother, don't beat me. And he began to cry. Tears were coming, and also the
kajal
mixing. Ganga and Jamuna were flowing here, from here. And he was
taking long breath.
And he's crying so bitterly. Then Yashoda was condemned. He told that, I will not beat you, but I will bind you and keep here with that very okhal, turning machine. So you will not go here and there. And you will have to do like this, that I will never do all these silly things in my life. So whom he is doing? She is doing. Para Brahma.
Who is 15% of Godhead?
Who is he? Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. And to whom he is making like this and he is going to give lessons. Why? She has so premavati to Krishna. Vashalya Rasa. Then he tried to bind Krishna. He took her this rope to bind hair, and it was a reshmi
silk
or silken rope. Only two hands, and he tried to bind Krishna. But two fingers less. Again he told all the gopis, O Sakhi, bring another rope. Bringing, joining, whole ropes of Nanda Baba home were joined, but still two fingerless. Not even a round was given, two fingers. Krishna, this...
Waist.
Only 12
fingers.
Very little. And rope was going mile to mile, increasing, but two angle less. In each round, one round. What is this? Why it is going on? Gopis began to laugh and clap. You cannot bind this boy, because Brahma has not written here that he should be binded. So give up this thing. Yashoda told that, no, but never. He has come from my womb. I should bind, I will bind. I will binding for my whole life, I will surely bind. Otherwise I will not take water and anything. When she promised and doing, sweats were coming. He thought, oh God, oh Narayan, I'm serving you from so long time and I cannot bind even my son. So all the gopis will laugh. So how to keep my life? If my son is not binded, Krishna Shad that is full of spheres, sometimes ready smoke, sometimes yellowish, sometimes so. So she was so much worried for that. At once Krishna, mercy came. Oh, my mother is doing so much parishram.
Labor.
Labor. And sweets are coming. And she is so worried. So at once he became pleased. And two fingers went away. And Yasoda banded. Only one by this is silken robe. Otherwise, other were given up. What is this? Krishna is supreme personality of God. He has so many opulence, six kinds of opulence. No one is so powerful like Krishna. So he thought that at them, oh Maya, if Maya will, Maya my mother will bend up me, then I cannot play with the boys, and they were eagerly waiting for me to play. And all the cows, they will not give milk to their calves until I will go there. So Yashoda Ma should not, Maya Yashoda should not mind. At once, appellant came, Aswarya Shakti came, Yogamaya came, and did a very miraculous thing that the vest was there. And rows were going so long and long, but even two fingers. What is this? One finger is that we are doing so much labor for practicing bhakti yoga. And we think that by these practices Krishna will be binded and prema bhakti will come. We cannot do it. Right. Lacks and lacks bursts. If there Krishna's mercy is not there. So two things we there. One, our labor for practicing bhakti yoga, like Yashoda, like Sarada Goswami, Sankhyapurvaka nama gannati vikala avasani kritau nidrahar viharakad vijitau chatanta dinau chajau Radha Krishna gunasmate madhurimandena sammohitau bande rup sanatana radujubau sri jiva gopal. Sankhyapurvaka nama, not less than 1 lakh of Harinam I will do, surely that. Every day. And Sankhyapurvak Gan, 2 hours I will have to do Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Remembering all the pastimes of Krishna here, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any bona fide rasik tattvajna Vaishnava. If it is not
possible by bodily,
possible
then by mind.
But then, everywhere, anywhere we are thinking that I am in Vrindavan, I am in Radhakund, on the bank of Yamuna in Vrindavan, I am there, and chanting and remembering. So, this so doing all these things, Krishna will see that, oh, he is doing so much for me, so I should be merciful to him. His mercy will come at once, and both his practice for bhakti yoga, like Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Ji Goswami, always doing pranam, sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Giriraj Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon Varshana, everywhere. Radha kuntate kalinda taneya tire chabansi vate premunvadasas dasya grastau pramattau sadagayantau harigurubhadam bhavabhibhutam da bande rupasana. How? Ho Radhike. Hey Radhike, where you are? Hey Lalite, hey Vishakhe, hey Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where you are? Ho Radha and Krishna, where you are? Sometimes rolling down, sometimes weeping. Sometimes laughing that, oh, I am seeing Krishna. Doing so. Everywhere. Sometimes nothing, no sleep at all. Sometimes very little sleep, doing all. Nothing to do. Nothing to do. Only these things. Then prema comes. So we should try to follow all these things. So to, we'll have to, see that we'll have to do so much practice as sadhbhakti. From sadhan bhakti to bhav, bhav to thus asakti will come, then this mood will, of bhav will come. If we are doing practice for coming bhav, then it is sadhan, otherwise not sadhan. What we are doing, it is not sadhan. And we cannot be called sadhak. While our whole energy will be for that, honoring Vaishnavas, honoring and serving Gurudev with very affectionate mood, hearing always all these things, remembering all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, like Śrīla Gosvāmīs. Not a moment our energy will be given in anything of this world. Then mood will come. And then gradually prema will come. So the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is planning all these things in Madhurya Kadambini so well. We'll have to read all these books also. Swamiji has planted that seed in our hearts. In some hearts it has been sprouted. Some lips are coming. But if we will do offense to Vaishnavas and Gurudev and not following correctly, in correct process these things, as Rupa Goswami has written, we cannot have that thing. No move, no test, even no test. So we should try very sincerely all these things so that we can come in the process of Rupa Goswami and our Gurudev. Gaur Premanand. One is our practice of bhakti yoga.
Yeah.
And seeing this, another finger, Krishna mercy. We are doing practice and thinking that by practice we will have sadhana, nishtha, ruchi, asakti and lost prema. No deed of mercy of our Gurudev, no mercy of any Vaishnava, no mercy of Krishna himself. Then we cannot. And when Krishna's mercy is everywhere to all, but not fully. So if you are doing all these things that Krishna will see, and see he will be so happy and mercy will come, then two fingers. His mercy is one finger and our practice is seven. In, for example, we can see cats and monkeys. Monkeys, boys, they catch hold of their mothers very tightly and she does not do anything for to save her children, and they began to jump from one place to another and the boys catching hold. And cat, where is cats taking their children and they are doing meow, meow, meow and they don't do anything and the cat holds from her mouth and takes his boys from here to there. They don't do anything. So if anyone is only seeing that when Krishna mercy or Guru mercy or Vaishnava mercy will come to us, automatically we will have everything. We should not practice anything. One are of this kind. And another, practicing, no use of getting the mercy. They will also in the same way. They cannot. But both are mixing, like a man is falling in well, and another person giving rope that you should catch hold, I will take out of well, but he is not catching, then he will not come out of that. So, when he will catch the rope coming from up, then he will come out of the well. Similarly, Krishna, kripa, mercy is like a rope, and our practicing is like to catch hold of that thing. Then we can come off this endless ocean of like well of death and birth, sorrows and sin. Easily we can go up.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.